Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Arika Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Arika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living Podcast. See your life in a new light. I'm your host, Arika Sullivan, and I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach. Have you noticed that yoga and meditation are going more and more mainstream? It's becoming part of more and more people's lives, both at home and in the workplace. Fewer eyebrows are raised when someone says that they're into yoga and meditation, and people say, great, good for you. How can I learn it too? There is a reason for that. If you found this podcast today, you too are likely ready to embrace your emotional and spiritual self some more. You are in the right place. Today's episode that I titled Use Yoga and Meditation to Transform Your Life for Good. And in this special episode, it's the last part of a mini series that I created of 3 episodes where I go through the major steps to make the changes you want in your life. And today, in part 3, we're hitting on the key last component to this journey. And it will make or break if you're going to make that change for good or not. In part 1, 2 weeks ago, I highlighted the essential first step, that portal you need to step through to make that inner breakthrough to open the door to your self-awareness. And in part 2 last week, you learned about some very important steps to how you can close that gap between your reality that you may be living in today that you want to change and how you can start the journey to step into your dream life and live your ideal dream day every day. And all these steps and so much more are part of my online program, Self-Care Accelerator, which is a step-by-step online program, which includes, for example, life coaching, step-by-step, self-paced life coaching through each of these areas that we have been discussing in this mini-series, including, you'll see in there, a meditation program, multiple yoga classes, and so much more. And to celebrate this last and third part of this mini-series, I have a gift for you. And if you use coupon code TRANSFORM, you'll get 50% off the Self-Care Accelerator program. And this offer ends on December 31st, 2020. So check out the link below in the show notes for the details. What we're talking about today is how you make change last for good, forever. And without this important component in your change journey, you likely will see no change at all, only frustration. And you'll be going through another cycle, perhaps with the same experience. And that experience, that energy might just show up for you in a different form. There is a reason I'm bringing this ancient practice of yoga and meditation into this part 3 of this mini-series. Do you know why? You guessed it. Yoga and meditation provide that important aspect of change, that change that lasts for good. It brings in consistency, embodiment, and deepening in the connection between the body and the mind. Does that make sense to you? And it may take your experience of change to a whole new level. yoga and meditation has the power to support you to make that change you want to make and also have it last for good. Because that is what change is all about. You want it to last. Because here's the thing. What you see in someone that has truly changed and transformed their life is that they do things differently than before, right? They do things, they approach things differently. But the actions is what you may notice. And that's the results. That's what you see on the outside. That's the outcome, the expression. You don't see the journey that's leading up to that action. You don't see that. But now what we're talking about today is how yoga and meditation can help accelerate that transformation, that inner change, that step change that you have to kind of go through, that journey of change before you connect with yourself and true self and maintain that deepening, that inner shift. And that is all happening before your outer actions are starting to look different on the outside. Does that make sense to you? That's why yoga and meditation is so powerful when someone is going through a change and is on that journey, that evolution of your personal growth, and whatever that change may be for you. So many times we start making changes to our lives, but we don't see our efforts last. We stop. We go back to zero and we have to start over again. Now, when you introduce yoga and meditation into your life, that can help you make that change for good, help you evolve. And that's what yoga and meditation are helping you with, being consistent, an accelerator of change, a practice that you can lean on to carry you forward on your journey. So how do we make change last for good? How do we make it into a sure thing? Well, if you're listening to this, you likely carry some kind of inner urgency to change. You know something has to shift and you're ready. That's the good news. But you may be worried and think, what if I try and nothing happens? What if it doesn't last? The changes you want to see may be things that you can see, the changes that you may have in mind. So just a heads up on that. Like maybe you want a new relationship. Maybe you want a new job or lose some weight or whatever it is that you can see and tangibly see and notice. But here's the thing, listen up. That's not the answer. The outcome is not the answer. For example, let's take a simple example here. You may want to lose some weight. You may tell yourself that you need to write down all your personal goals and how you're going to get there and what diet you're going to follow. Or you maybe have promised yourself to finally start planning your family weekly meals better. Like whatever that tangible outcome is that you want to see. And it's likely that you think change is about what you need to do differently to get the result that you can see and feel and know that, okay, this all changed. It's true. You're right there. Ultimately, it's about what the action is that you take on. But if nothing happens, no change in sight, you may continue to hide behind excuses that you have been hiding behind for a long time. Or maybe you started something new, but the consistency is not there to get you where you want to be. So my point here being, this is the message here in this episode. Before action is going to show for you, it all starts with an inner change. It's that inner shift that makes the change last. It's not what you do. Take that in. It's that inner shift that makes the change that you want last for good. It's not what you do. So the doing is actually the result. When you're making an inner shift, the doing looks a lot different. Now, let's get back to connecting all of this with why yoga and meditation practice is so powerful when it comes to helping you to make that shift. Hear me out here. We're going to talk a little bit about yoga and what we call asana, which is the physical practice of yoga. But I'll call it yoga here, and you know what I mean, but it's the physical practice that we're talking about here today. Because it is something you do with your body, right? And meditation, on the other hand, is something you experience through your inner world, your consciousness. Yoga and meditation together are practices that ultimately enhance your self-awareness. And simply put, while yoga is enhancing your self-awareness of your physical body, the asana, the physical practice of yoga, what I'm talking about here, that is enhancing and making you more aware of your physical body, while meditation is helping you to become more self-aware of your inner world. Inner change that lasts can happen when energy is released that is stuck in the body. And the body change that lasts can happen when we release energy that is stuck in our inner emotional world. You see how this links together? Both are interchangeable. They go together. Yoga and meditation go together. And together, this creates a powerful, seamless experience of change from the inside and out, connecting both our inner world through meditation and our body through yoga practice. I know that yoga and meditation go together hand in glove because personally, I learned meditation way before I started practice yoga. And I practiced meditation for a long time without practicing yoga from the physical perspective. And it wasn't until I put the two together that lasting change started to happen for me. So if you are tapping into meditation but haven't really gotten introduced to yoga yet, or vice versa, consider to introduce the part here that you are not yet doing. Because before I put yoga and meditation together in my own life, I couldn't figure out why I just kept going in the same tracks as always. These cycles of either emotional patterns or things that happened to me just came back. You know, that loop. You recognize the situation. Now here it comes again, right? And many times I started to make a change, but after a short while, I found myself back in the same pattern as before. And the reason was I still lived in my head. My body was nowhere near ready to latch on the change, or so I just reverted back to where I was. I was living in my head only. I was thinking about, I was trying to make these changes I wanted to make, but it stayed in my head. And don't get me wrong here, meditation is a key foundational practice for personal development and growth. But by only evolving your inner world, we don't make change real and tangible in our daily lives. Real, lasting change forever, for good, comes through action from a place of an evolved inner experience. Only then the result can be different from before through your actions. So if you're wondering how you can make lasting change and transformation practical for you, you're in the right spot here. Consider starting to practice both yoga and meditation, not one or the other, both. So next, I'm going to give you three practical ways that I know work together as a unit if you're just starting out and wanted to respond to that urge you have to change something in your life. And if you want these changes to last for good, And you want to follow through on these three steps, not just step one and not just step two or one and two together, all three. All right. You may feel that things are accelerating for you, but if you only if you put these three steps together. So I'm making it very simple here because I know the hurdle to do three new things at once, and it can feel like it's a big commitment. And knowing how busy you are and how little time you have, it's a good start with the absolute basics to make your changes last for good. And by the way, it doesn't have to be, you know, fancier than this, these three steps that I'm going to tell you next. You can simply do this yoga and meditation practice at your desk if that's all, that's what you have, right? If that's time you have. Maybe it is a 10-minute break at your desk at work or in your office where you're doing your work, and you'll start to see the changes rolling in, even if you decide to just take that 10-minute break and do the desk yoga that I'm going to tell you about next. Here we go. So if you combine these three practical steps, you are going to start first with connecting with your inner world. That's the absolute first gate that we step through. And it's, and as we talked about in the first part of the mini series here, that is the portal you're stepping through, getting to know your inner world much more deeper through meditation. And meditation sometimes has the reputation of, oh, you have to sit still so long and you have to do it right. And if you haven't tried meditation before, the simplest meditation to begin with is a short guided meditation. It doesn't have to be more complicated than like that. I personally use guided meditations all the time because it really gets me the feeling of I'm off the hook. I don't have to do anything. I just have to follow along. So all you have to do is to decide that you're going to meditate for the next 5 to 10 minutes, wherever time during the day when it suits you to take that break, and then start and follow along. A guided meditation is so simple. And there are many great meditations out there on YouTube, on apps. Find a meditation guide that you like, that you love their voice. You don't want to be annoyed by somebody's voice. So find somebody's voice, guided meditation voice that you really love. And to eliminate any excuses here, I have left you a link to a guided meditation series that I recorded for you to try. So if you'd like to dive deeper into the topic of how you can incorporate meditation in your day, even in your work day, I recommend you to go and listen to that, an episode I recorded a few weeks back titled Meditate on the Job and Create Greater Success. So that might give you that episode a few weeks back, might get you that inspiration to start. And you'll, I think I posted a link to my meditation program in that episode as well. And you can find it also in the description box below or in the show notes here. So it is really the foundational step to incorporate meditation in your day. Now, we're building on this. And the second step here is to really connect with your body through yoga. And again, to make it really easy for you, you can even do it at your desk where you're maybe doing your work during the day. But it requires you to take a little break. And the unique thing about yoga is body movement with focus on your breath. You may do stretches and so on, but yoga is adding this additional focus and on your breath. And our breath is our connection to our body in addition to physical movement. The more you can observe your breath and your body movement from one pose to another, the more you'll get the benefits from the practice. So my recommendation is to find, same thing as in with the meditation, find a yoga program, and you may want to find something online, again, YouTube or anywhere yoga classes are offered nowadays. And be really conscious of that. It has to be something you really love. You want to go back to, because it's more likely you'll do it if you love it. And so find a yoga teacher that you really love taking instruction from. Love their voice, love their movements and the whole setup. And again, it's likely you're going to come back to it if you love it. So to get you started today in the simplest possible way, I have attached a link to a simple desk yoga practice that I recorded for anyone who's busy working, but who wants to learn how to connect back with their body during their workday and learn how to observe their breath. So that's the simplest yoga practice you can start with. So I want to make it simple for you. And if you're not sure what yoga style or where to start, I recommend another episode that I recorded a few weeks back titled Your Guide to Yoga When Creating a New Daily Routine. And that episode I recorded just to give you a little taste of what's out there if you're curious. So that episode is titled Your Guide to Yoga When Creating a New Daily Routine. Because that's what we're doing here. We're creating a new supportive routine for you so that you can transform it at a very deeper place than just go ahead and take some actions that you don't know is going to last, right? The third step in this process is to take consistent action for change and transformation with a realistic routine. And now here comes the difficult part. While you're likely to try yoga and meditation, you're less likely to keep going with it. This is the key part. But I'll tell you, the gold is in consistency. Don't get discouraged because you don't see the change you want soon enough. Be sure not to set too many goals that are unrealistic. So let's do this opposite of what most people do. Let's set 3 realistic goals, not 20 goals, just 3, and practice to be patient with all of this. Be patient and soft with yourself, because this is easy. You have already 2 goals. Like the first step was to introduce yourself, unless you're already a meditator. Maybe you want to introduce then more regularity in your meditation and then start a very simple yoga practice. Those are already 2 goals. And now you just have to add a third, which is really to sticking to it and set that as a very simple, realistic goal. Maybe it is to do it the next day. Maybe it is to set the goal for continuing through the next week. And then after that, maybe the next month. So you'll see how this is a supportive way of thinking, a supportive, realistic routine that we're trying to create here. If you are on the path of expansion, and I know you are because you're here listening to this all the way to this point, and you're gaining new insights about who you really are, and want these changes to accelerate and be embedded in you for good, your next steps could sound something like this. First, start meditating regularly, maybe even daily, and start with a simple guided meditation with somebody you love the voice of. Very important. Second, start doing yoga regularly. And I recommend about 1 to 3 times per week to really get into a realistic routine. And you set your own goal there that feels realistic to you. And you can start with a simple desk yoga or find your way to a style that fits you. There is an entry point to yoga for everyone. I promise you that. Third, begin a realistic routine today for you and set maybe one goal for yourself that you'd like to work on for the next week and extend it after that, maybe the next month. Because the truth is, if you don't stay with it for good, there's going to be no change for you for good either. So what we're talking about here in this episode today is why yoga and meditation can support you through lasting life change, and that type of change that is for good. And it's important to remember that change is an inner experience and an inner shift first. And gaining that self-awareness comes first, and then it becomes an expression or an action on the outside. And to embody that change and manifest it all into action, to keep closing that gap between your reality and dream life, you need to bring your body with you, not just living the change in your mind. And yoga and meditation connects the body and mind so that you can transform completely and step into your ideal life, your dream life, and live your ideal dream day every day. So a regular routine that you can realistically maintain is the key to support you on this journey of change. This concludes this mini-series of three episodes where I walked you through steps in the personal growth journey and what it takes to get you from where you are today to where you want to be. Thank you for listening to this show, this podcast, New Light Living Podcast. I'm so grateful. I'm so full of gratitude that you're here. And if you connect with this and feel called to go deeper for yourself, check out my online program, Self-Care Accelerator, that is open now for enrollment. And I've left a link for you below in the show notes to check out the details. And if you use coupon code TRANSFORM, you'll get 50% off, and this offer lasts until December 31st, 2020. Thank you for listening. Trust the process. Do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.